Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Heal, Jesus. Deliver them, oh
have mercy, O Lord. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to have your way.
Mm-hmm.
Let your will be done. Send thine anointed, O Lord. Bless in a special way, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're able, Lord. We need a blessing, O Lord. We
yes,
need a touch of you tonight, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Send your anointed, O Lord. Bless the speaker of the hour. Bless your own Lord.
That's
send
right
your
now.
Personal, Lord. Let some soul be blessed. Let some soul be healed. Let somebody be saved through this ministry. In the name of Jesus, we believe it today. We take you at your word. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, Lord.
Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and Pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she led that beautiful opening prayer, and she hails from our Mother Church, Headquarters Church in Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, which is taken from the 32nd number of Psalm. Forgive me, it's 34th number of Psalm. The 34th number of Psalm beginning with the first verse. That's the 34th number of Psalm beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 34th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 15th verses. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song. I'm going to sing this song, rather. And it just says, I owe him too much to fail him now. How much do I owe the Lord for dying on Calvary? How much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory?
glory. Though I may be, he already proclaimed his love for me, and I owe it too much, too much, to fail him now. If it had not been for Jesus, I couldn't have made it this far. Oh, through danger, seed and unseen, oh, you've been my guiding star. I stumble, though I may fall, he's always right there to hear my call, and I owe him too much, too much, to fail him now. I owe him too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much. The Lord has blessed us through every trial. He never left us, and we owe him too much, too much, to fail him now. We owe it too much, too much, too much, too much. The Lord has left us through every trial. He never, never, never left us. And we owe it too much, too much, to fail him now.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We owe him too much to fail him now. Hallelujah.
Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she might have words and introduce our speaker.
We owe him too much. Glory.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Somebody sang a song, yes, saying, Lord. I owe God, hallelujah, I owe him a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Me.
Yes, Lord,
and I
Jesus.
Thank him right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Mercy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
I praise the name of the
thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
For his mighty acts.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank
for
you, Lord.
For praise his name.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For the wonderful work that God
thank
has
Lord.
Done for them.
Don't.
I'm happy tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what the Lord has done.
Yes,
hallelujah. Let not I
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We can look to the Lord.
Amen.
And praise his name and lift him up for the great things that he has done in our
hallelujah.
Life. My soul is happy, and I feel like praising my God.
Yes,
and
Lord
thank
Jesus.
Him for the great work that
thank
he
you,
has done in my life.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, Lord, I thank you.
Glory.
Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus.
So
worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I do give glory and honor unto the Lord for what he has done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this broadcast.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And I'm thanking him for that beautiful selection.
Thank you, Lord.
We owe God so much.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank him enough
thank
for
you,
what he has done for us.
Amen.
Thank God. Praise the Lord for that selection and for the scripture reading. The Lord is so good and he's so
amen.
worthy of every praise. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking him for what he is doing and what he has done and what I believe that he's going to do.
Amen.
So let's thank the Lord. And as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for the hearing of the word of God. Together, we're going to turn this over to the hands of evangelist Pastor Sheila Hadid. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I give honor to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Lord is worthy of all praises. Glory to God. I bless his name.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I praise him for his wondrous work. Praise be to God. I thank God once again for blessing us. I do honor the Lord. I honor each and every one who is tuned in on tonight. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you will pray along with me as we go to the word of God. Keep our minds on the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. Oh, God, we come to you and we ask, Lord, that you will speak to us. Oh, Lord God, and minister to us the things that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we're looking to you tonight for a special blessing.
Yes,
we're asking that you will visit each and every one who is listening right now.
Yes.
Lord, we pray right now, God, for a blessing to come upon us and overtake us. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word.
Yes.
We ask that your word will have free course. Oh, God, send your word tonight and speak to our hearts. We believe it right now. We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We
thank you.
We are asking it in your holy name. Amen. Praise
you,
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm happy down in my soul. I thank God for converting me and sanctifying me, for giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And this great opportunity just to minister for him. It's a blessing indeed. And one thing I know, when you do something for God, hallelujah, or even make up your mind to do something for the Lord, you're going to experience interference.
Amen.
You're going to experience confrontation. You're going to experience the devil getting mad and trying to put a stop to you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
But you know that ought to motivate you to do that much more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. You ought to be that much more determined, because what he's trying to do is steal what God has in store for you. He's trying to steal that from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But you need to hold on to it. Oh, glory be to God. Hold on to what the Lord has given you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Oh, praise God. I'm stirred up in my soul. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. I can say of the truth that God is doing great and mighty things. And at this time, we're going to turn our attention to the word of God. And if you care to read along with me, you can get your Bibles. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. And I'll be going to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and also Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6 in its entirety. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start with Daniel 4, and the Bible reads, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And then we're going over to the book of Psalm, the first Psalm in its entirety, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. Thank God because his word is truth. Glory to God. And tonight,
amen,
the subject will be beware of ungodly counsel. Praise the Lord.
All
My
right.
title is Beware of Ungodly Counsel. And the theme to focus on would be to seek guidance from the Lord. Hallelujah. Beware of ungodly counsel.
Yes.
Seek guidance from the Lord.
From the Lord.
In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, the Lord had begun to reveal to him, amen, concerning the last days, amen, the time of the end. He began to let Daniel know that Michael, the angel of the Lord, is going to stand up, that great prince, hallelujah, he's going to stand, the one that stands for the children of his people. In other words, the people of God, the Israelites, hallelujah. And he explained that there shall be a time of trouble. And we recognize that we are living in a time of trouble. As Jesus began to speak in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, letting us know what to expect for the end of the world. Hallelujah. And those times are here right now. These
Amen.
Are dangerous times, and we are living in those times at the very moment, hallelujah.
Amen.
So it was described to Daniel that these would be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, glory to God, letting
yes.
them know what to expect. And at that time, he's saying, thy people shall be delivered. Oh, glory
Amen.
Be to God. God will deliver his people. Praise
Amen.
Be the Lord. And he said, everyone that shall be found written in the book, concerning the book, we're talking about the book of life. Oh, hallelujah. Our names have to be written in that book. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible says here in the second verse, how many of them that sleep in the dust, talking about those who are buried in the grave, glory to God, they shall wake up in the days of the time of the end. Some
yes.
to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt,
mm-hmm.
death,
yes.
hell, and destruction. Oh, glory be to God. He said, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they
yes.
that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And we are living in times where people are going about trying to establish their own righteousness. A lot of people are going to seminary schools, and a lot of them are seeking to be called doctor this and doctor that so they can be a pastor or a leader somewhere, but they're ungodly counselors. Hallelujah.
All right, amen.
Praise be to God. They're leading people astray.
Amen.
They're not telling the people the truth. Amen. They're just telling people what people want to hear. Oh, glory to God. They're fixing it up and sugarcoating it and watering it down just to make it sound good. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But we ought to tell people the truth. Amen. And let them know that they need their sins forgiven. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They need to be right with God. Oh, glory to God. They need to turn from their worldly ways, their self-will ways, and turn to the Lord. Commit their way unto him. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that knowledge shall be increased. And we see so much knowledge coming at us all the time. And there's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of falsehood and deceitfulness in all of that knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we must beware of the counsel of the ungodly because they are steering people away from the truth.
Amen.
They want people to feel like, well, you know, that was way back then, and we don't have to do this or that, or we don't have to go by what they went by in the old days. Hallelujah. But holiness is still right. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. God's word is still right.
Amen.
There's no sugarcoating it. There's no watering it down. It is the true word of God that delivers a person from sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what it's going to take. Oh, glory be to God. And then in Psalm, the first Psalm, the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
We are blessed to be blessed. Think about it. To be blessed means well-to-do, successful, having a charmed life, favored, hopeful, prosperous. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The counsel, that advice, especially that given formally. People are going to the various practitioners, and they're listening to all these things that they're telling them, and it doesn't line up with the Lord. It doesn't line up with his law. Hallelujah. So don't walk full of the ungodly. Don't follow their guidance or their direction. Amen. And you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It says, the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. There are people who are blocking the sinner man. Amen. By telling them falsehood. Oh, glory to God. Standing in the way, oh, my Lord, because they refuse to tell people the truth. Glory be to God. But blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Scornful, contemptuous, that's disrespectful or insulting. Full of disdain, arrogant, egotistic, haughty, hypercritical. People are sitting in the seat of the scornful. In other words, They're sitting in pride, in proud judgment over someone or something else. When you trying to do the will of God and trying to do the work of the Lord, and they're sitting in proud judgment, amen, and looking down on what you're doing. Glory to God. Looking down on others like they are so much more, so much better.
Amen.
But don't be found sitting in the seat of the scornful. Oh, glory be to God. These are people who look on others and they pretty much pronounce condemnation. Don't leave any room for God's mercy to intervene. God is a merciful God.
Amen.
The very one that you look down on is the one that God will have mercy on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you want to be blessed, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
All right.
Amen. Don't stand in the way of sinners, and don't sit in the seat of the scornful.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
That man that doesn't walk in that way, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
This is
how you stay out of trouble. This is how you gain strength in the Lord. Amen. By meditating in the Lord's law day and night. Oh, glory be to God. Seeking counsel from the Lord because he is. Oh, praise be to God. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, hallelujah. He's everything to us.
Amen.
And meditating his law day and night, we will walk in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
And as we do this, the third verse describes a man who is blessed. And the term man in this sense is universal, referring to male and female. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of the water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word is right. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Praise to God. But there are some who are trying to block that progress, trying to stop the one from being blessed. Amen. That one that standeth in the way of sinners. Glory be to God. As I'm reminded in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verse 1, how Isaiah, he was able to see the Lord. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes there are people standing in the way. There are jobs standing in the way, and we can't see what we need to see. Glory to God.
Amen.
But when the Lord moves the obstacle out of the way, hallelujah, we can see clearly who God really is.
Amen.
Our eyes will come open to the truth. Glory be to God, and we will have the understanding concerning the will of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As Isaiah explained, he saw the Lord in the same year that this king died. And sometimes we are distracted and our focus is not quite right. Glory to God, but God has a way and a time to bring us into focus.
Amen.
Teach us his will and to show us what it is he has called us to do. And Isaiah, he was a prophet to God, but his time had come after the king died, Jesus. And at that time, he came to understand that God wanted him to go for him. Oh, yes, Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
But God began to clean him up. Oh, yes, he did. He began to tuck his mouth. Oh, yes,
yes.
Lord. God, this man had to speak the word of God. He had
yes.
to prophesy as God gave him to prophesy. And so God began to clean him up because he was looking down on himself and he was saying more or less that he was a man of unclean lips and he was of a people of unclean lips. But God began to work on him. Oh, yes,
yes.
he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The Lord, glory to God, had a work for this man to do. And he
yes.
worked on him. Oh, yes, Lord. And Isaiah began to go for the Lord. Hallelujah. He was willing when the Lord asked the question, who shall go for us and whom shall I send? Amen.
Yes.
Isaiah began to say, here am I. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Willingly submitted to go in the name of the Lord.
Yes,
oh,
he
thank
did.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So there may be something or someone in your way, standing in your way, trying to impede your progress. Amen. Trying to stop you from moving forward in the Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
But don't be fooled by the Amen. Counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Amen. It's only going to lead you away from God. Oh,
Amen.
Going to drive you away. And so
yes.
the Bible says here in the fourth verse of Psalm 1, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff
right.
which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The husk of corn or other seeds separated by winnowing or threshing. Something
yes.
that's worthless. Something that's trash. Hallelujah. That's
mm-hmm.
how the ungodly is trash that the wind driveth away.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. Therefore, the
yes.
ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. They will
Amen.
Not be able to stand in the judgment. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. There's not going to be any mixing and mingling of sinners
All
in
right.
the congregation of the righteous. Oh, glory be to God. And you don't have to be on that other side, but
Amen.
You can be on the Lord's side. Praise
yes.
God. Walking in the counsel of the Lord.
Yes.
So you
yes.
beware of this ungodly counsel that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of it out there with all this knowledge being increased. It's
mm-hmm.
so many things that come up everywhere on your phone. They're calling you up on your phone. They're calling you
yes.
up, texting you, and they're sending you emails
mm-hmm.
coming all over the internet, popping up with all kinds of things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God, but beware.
Beware.
Yes.
Ungodly counsel. Hallelujah. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The
yes.
way of the righteous. God is well familiar with the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. It's
yes.
going down. Because
mm-hmm.
there is a way which seemeth right unto a man.
Amen.
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So let us be very careful about who we're listening to and what we're listening to because
yes.
people are quick to try to give us some advice.
True.
Even though they have no experience or don't even know what's going on or what's happening with you, but they want to get in your ear and tell
yes.
you, well, if I were you, I would do thus and so, and I would do this
yeah,
and
that's
that.
What they say.
Praise be to God. But you better look to the Lord to give
mm-hmm.
you counsel. Amen. Yes. You can be like this tree. Oh, yes, Lord. Planted by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Cannot be plucked up. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
but you'll be fixed and firmly rooted deep in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And no matter what winds blow and what storms come, you might bow and sway a little, but you won't be plucked up.
Glory.
You will not be moved out of your place.
Amen.
This is how some people do. They look for ways to move you out of your place. God puts you where he wants you to be, and here comes the enemy trying to throw you out and try to pluck you up and move you somewhere else, but God knows where he wants you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. And you stand firm. You stand. You stand where God placed you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, many tests, many trials, many tribulations. But if you know God put you there, don't you move until God says move. And if God doesn't say move, don't go anywhere.
Amen.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Oh, praise be to God. So I just thank God for his word. This word of God is so powerful. And I just want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Praise the Lord. And going back to Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. See, God, he'll give us a certain amount. Amen. And then there's a time when he'll reveal more. Praise God. Just like he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. And when he got down there, that he would hear his word. Amen. He didn't tell him everything when he gave him instructions to go to the potter's house, but he wanted him to be at the potter's house when his word came to him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because God wants us to be in a certain place at a certain time when he will speak to us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because God is the one who orchestrates everything, and he is in control. Glory to God. He's in control of everything and everybody. And what God wants to do, he can do because he is sovereign.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So God can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to, and how he wants to do it. Praise the Lord. Indeed. He told them concerning the end time, he had to shut up the words and seal the book. Amen. Many shall run to and fro. And what are people doing now? Running to and fro. Trying to figure out this. Trying to find that. Looking here, looking there. Amen.
Yes.
Running to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And they're getting knowledge, but it's not all good. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who believe a lie. They are bound up by lies and deceit. And they need to be free from that. Glory to God. They need to be delivered from these lies and these falsehoods. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And somebody has got to tell them, amen. Don't worry about it. They may not want to hear everything you tell them, but tell them in the name of the Lord and let them know. If you are living in adultery, you need to repent and come out of sin. Hallelujah. If you are living in sin, you need to repent and change your ways. Glory to God. Because time is running out.
Yes.
Time is running out. Glory to God. Somebody needs to get in a hurry while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Oh, yes, Lord, while you still have your right mind and you can make decisions. Oh, glory be to God. While you have some health about you and you can get around and move around, you need to get in a hurry. If you're not doing what God wants you to do, stop what you're doing. Get in a hurry and make it right with God before it's too late. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, so many that are in the grave, they're going to get up in the end time, in that last day. Praise the Lord. Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Glory to God. You don't want to be found in that number. Oh, praise the Lord. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I warn you tonight, beware of ungodly counsel and seek guidance from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe there's someone out there listening to the broadcast tonight, and the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord is tugging at your heart. And you need to make up your mind to change your ways, to change your direction. Amen. To listen to wise counsel. Glory to God. This is your time right now. The Lord's hands are outstretched, and the Lord is willing to forgive all of your sins. Hallelujah. And take them all away, and he's willing to come in and dwell inside of your heart. Oh, hallelujah. He's willing to live in you if you would only give him a chance. If you would only accept him as your personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is your chance tonight. Don't put it off another night. But tonight, this is your opportunity to come to the Lord, amen, and to follow his lead. Glory be to God. And there may be someone who is discouraged, who the enemy has tried to displace and beat down and steal everything from you. Tonight, you can get the strength that you need. Tonight, you can be loosed from your bond. Glory to God. You can be delivered from the situation. Oh, hallelujah. You can receive divine intervention tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. God will come in, and he will set things in order. He'll make things right. Oh, glory be to God. Maybe there's someone who knows the Lord has called you. You know God called you, and you know what your calling is. But you have some doubt and some hesitation. Tonight, glory to God, God will take away all of your doubt.
Yes.
And you won't have to hesitate, but you'll know of a surety, thank you, Jesus, that the Lord has called you, and you can go forth and do what God has called you to do.
Amen.
The Lord wants to encourage you tonight. The Lord wants to do it for you.
Yes.
And at this time, let's bring our hearts and our minds in, and let's just focus, hallelujah, focus on nobody but the Lord. Aside all distractions.
Yes.
Put aside everything else and just focus directly on the Lord. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, he is a God of light. And he will remove the blinders from our eyes that we may see according to his will. Amen. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask you to look down on us right now. Oh God, while we're praying this prayer, please search our hearts. Everything you're not pleased with, please, God, forgive us. And take away our sins and our iniquities. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Lord, wash us and purify us right now, God. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of the sinner out there, that one that have a repentant heart. Lord, we pray for them a special prayer that you'll forgive their sins and take them away, oh God, that you will dwell in their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, lay your hand on them right now, God, and let them feel the warmth of your love in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on that one who is discouraged tonight. Encourage their heart, Lord. Lift their burdens, Lord Jesus. Work things out for them. Fix it, Jesus. And make it right in the name of Jesus. Lord, please look on the backslider tonight. Have mercy, O God, and help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord. Loose their bonds right now. Destroy the yoke of bondage right now, Lord Jesus. While we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll look on that one that has that doubt, Lord, whose faith is being tried. We're asking you to move all the doubt, Lord. Take it all away and give them holy boldness. Help us to do your will. Help us, Lord, to stop the drawback, God, the hesitation. Remove it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them that assurance that you will be with them. You promised that you would never leave them, neither would you forsake them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe you. And we are taking you at your word. And we are asking you right now, God, to look on everyone who's on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Lord, bless them tonight with the blessing they stand in need of. Lord, bring healing and bring restoration. Bring deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work miracles and do wonders, Lord. That one that the doctor said they couldn't do anything for, you were able to raise them up, Lord Jesus, and make them whole right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, glory to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are a miracle worker. Thank you, Jesus. You are our healer, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, and we are looking to you. We're depending on you, Lord. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, my God, remember those who are incarcerated. We ask you, Lord, to please have mercy. Make your holy visitation, Lord. Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Make your holy visitation. Move inside the jail cells, God. Move in the prisons, oh, Lord Jesus. Move on those who are on death row, God. Lord, I pray that you will save the lost souls of men. Save the dying souls tonight. Jesus, have mercy.
Have
mercy, oh, Lord. Please have mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we're preparing for your return. Help us to be ready. Lord God, prepare us and make us ready in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if there be any petition that we didn't mention in this prayer, you know those unspoken requests. You know the unspoken petitions. We pray, God, that you will grant it right now. Let it be done according to your holy will.
According to your will,
Lord Jesus, we believe it and we count it done. And we
yes,
just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for mercy, Lord. We thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord God, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for comfort and consolation of those who have lost their loved ones,
yes,
friends,
yes,
acquaintances. Lord God, we pray for them right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you will wrap your arms around them, Lord Jesus. Be
yes,
close
Lord
to those families and keep the yes family uplifted in yes the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe it now. We count it done. Oh, God, and we praise your holy name. We
yes
ask you to accept our prayer, oh, God, and let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, even the thoughts of our mind, be accepted in your sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son
yes
and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
amen
be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer, praying that God has touched your heart tonight. Amen. And that you've been blessed through the hearing of the word of God. And at this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist Mae Edmond, and also we're going to have our announcements following those remarks. God bless Evangelist Mae.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus
the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I
glory
bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God that came through on the night.
Jesus.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for what he has done, for
yes
sending his anointed words. Praise the Lord. Vanessa Amin preached under the anointing.
Amen.
She preached the word of God,
thank
telling
you,
us to beware of the ungodly counsel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And seek guidance from the Lord. That's what we have to do, seek guidance
right
from the Lord, because he won't lead us wrong, but he will lead us in the path of righteousness. Thank God for that word.
You
I tell you, and I thank God for the prayer, because prayer changes things, and she
amen
preached and prayed both under the anointing, and I enjoyed it. I just have a mind to be able and willing to seek the Lord for my guidance. Hallelujah. You can't depend
amen
on people
all
that
right
are not living the word of God. You can't depend on people who are living in the world trying to tell you and guide you which way you should go. But we have to acknowledge
right
God, and he shall direct our path. So I just thank God for that powerful message on the night. I want to say to Evangelist Amin, continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. Whatever he gives you, that you do. Do just what he gives you. And I'm enjoying
amen
the word of God. I've got a mind to continue on with the Lord. And that those of you that get a word of prayer through, please pray for me that this time this broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the word and for prayer. Truly, I also enjoyed the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen as she encouraged us to seek guidance from the Lord. And she said some very, very important things. You know, we want to be like that tree that's planted by the river of water. You know, we want to stand. We don't want to be moved. And that's what, like she said, that's what people will do. You know, they'll tell you, well, if I were you, I would do thus and so, because they don't want to see you stand. They want to see you fall. They want to see you uprooted. But like she said, beware of that ungodly counsel and seek
yes
counsel, seek guidance from the Lord. He won't lead you wrong. He won't
amen
lead you wrong.
Amen.
Amen. If anybody would like a copy of this blessed message tonight, or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com / My King Service, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock, you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. Added to the prayer list, we have Albert Ree Owens, who is Sister Myrtle's cousin. We have Tammy Ryan, my coworker, the bereaved Rivers family, Gina Bogier and the bereaved Woodbury family, Retha Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, who's Pastor Marshall's brother, and our prayer for him is that the Lord will bring him back. Arnold Byrd, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Retha Assetti, Mr. Angel Assetti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Kathy Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, myself, Khadija Hameen, and anyone else who has requested prayer, anyone who's affected by COVID, and anyone whose name I did not mention. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. And I believe if you dial that number, you'll receive a number that you can call to hear the last recorded message, if I'm not mistaken, which Evangelist Maybell, our co-host, preached on yesterday, a very, very powerful message she preached. Amen. Don't look back. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson, and he will pop up. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. And the phone number is 339-209-6891. And every Sunday at 11 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And the phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631, and we will be hosting, they will be hosting our annual Deacon's Day service on Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, teleconference. The phone number again is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have tonight. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everything that's been said and done. And we thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May, encouraging remarks, and also Evangelist Khadija.
Thank you.
We thank God for her hosting the show tonight, doing such a beautiful job as always.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in. We thank God for you. A special thanks to God for every one of you, because your prayers, your love, and your support, it means so much to us. Amen. Mm-hmm. We are blessed through it all. Amen. We just thank God for allowing us this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. It's just a joy. And I have to speak for myself. I get a joy out of doing something for God. Hallelujah. Because it is for the Lord. Amen. And it's for his glory. And that's all that matters, that God be glorified. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on with anything or anyone else, as long as God is glorified, that gives me great joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just thank God that my soul is just filled, thank you, Jesus, with joy.
That's all right.
Filled with joy. Amen.
Praise him.
After listening to the various messages and just being on the line, hearing the glorious testimonies and all the things that God is doing, it's just like a revival. Amen.
Amen.
Every week.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Two or three nights, sometimes four, revival.
Yes.
Glory to God. So I thank God for the richness of his word, the abundance of his word. Praise God. I'm enjoying it while I can. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for everything that he has done. Praise the Lord. And how he is blessing me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank him for blessing me and my family. I just thank God because he's hearing and he is answering prayer. Praise the Lord. So we're going to prepare to bring the broadcast to a close. But before we do so, we want to check with Evangelist May to see if she has anything else she would like to say.
No, I don't have anything else to add.
Praise God. Thank God for Evangelist May. God bless you.
Bless you.
For Evangelist Khadija, God bless you. And I do want to remind you that we still have that offer to anyone who would like to give their testimony. Tell what God has done for you. You're welcome to text us and let us know. If you don't want to text, you can call the number and leave a message. Amen. I'll give you that number again, 410-209-7503. And maybe you want to share your testimony. You want to share what God has done for you, how the Lord has blessed you. Praise God. Feel welcome to share it. Glory to God. Feel welcome to tell everyone who is listening, everyone who can hear it, even in other countries, because this broadcast is going all the way around the world. This is global.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you can tell what God has done for you, and others will hear it, and many can be blessed by hearing your testimony. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so giving God the glory through telling what he's done is a blessing indeed. Hallelujah. And when God gets the glory, thank you, Jesus, God will send the blessings down, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down in abundance. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Lord, I encourage you. Maybe you've been wanting to tell it. Oh, glory to God. Well, I'm going to encourage you tonight to go ahead and tell it. Tell it anywhere and everywhere that you can.
Yes.
God wants to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So feel welcome. I'll give out that number again to send in a text or even call the phone and leave a message and let us know that you want to tell your testimony, and we will arrange for you to do so. That number is 410-209-7503. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for our leaders. Praise the Lord and for their prayers. Amen. And for the encouragement coming through them. And it's a blessing. I thank God for all the people of God. And you know, when you can feel the prayers going up, amen, on your behalf, it's a blessing indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. So I thank God for you. Continue to pray for us and tune in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., where we'll be broadcasting live once again, if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord, and let us stay prayerful and watchful. Amen. And most of all, let us beware of the ungodly counsel and seek guidance from the Lord. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon, and for this evening, rather. And may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We want you to know that we are praying for you, and we love you. I don't know if anybody would feel like singing a song tonight before we close, and we can close with the song. Glory to God. Anybody have a song they would like to just sing a few verses of?
Well, for you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. I am praying for you.
Sing it again.
For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying for you. I am praying. I am praying for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are praying for you. This concludes the broadcast for tonight. Bless the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
God bless you.